next year?
I definitely think so. I mean, I'm not sure who interviewed me earlier this week, but someone asked me, would I rather have a loss and play well or an ugly win? And right now, the way things are in this league, an ugly win, because 3 points goes a long ways. Any given team, I keep saying this every weekend, can beat someone. And I have to give credit to Atlanta. They came out and high-pressured us all over the field, similar to what we did to New York last weekend. And then in the second half, we did it back to them. And it wasn't a soccer game. It was very difficult in this tight field to play an attractive game. So it became more of a battle. And that's what we decided to do in the second half. We're going to find a way to win this. We're going to battle strong. And as I think everyone saw, I mean, just intensity went up a little bit in that second half, and we were fortunate to score that goal. I think we created definitely chances in that second half, but it was a little bit more of our energy in that second half.
Is there an adjustment period not having Christine and Candace out there the whole game?
Definitely. I mean, I'm not going to say no. That Sinclair is such a great post-up forward for us because of her size and strength, and she also has speed, so we can play up to her. She can hold the ball really well for us, and that allows players like Marta and Kelly and Tiff to, you know, exploit other teams on the wing. And we put Marta in the middle today, but again, you know, she's 5'3", and it's not the same when you're marking a Sinclair 5'8", 5'9", that can post up. And then Candace just adds experience in the center back, and I think Rachel and her complement very well. Rachel's the ball winner, and Candace is someone that can dictate the flow of the game, and she does really well. So yeah, we lack that, but Kristen Graysack did an outstanding job for us in that middle, and Candace Wilson and Callie Fountain are outside backs, and obviously Allie Riley's every game is, I think, is a good game for her. But Candace Wilson came out and made some good defensive plays for us with her speed. I mean, when you're playing Bachman, you need speed back there. I think this is the first time some of you guys have seen her play, and I told our team that she may be the best player we will play all season long. That's how good she is, and she's 19 years old. She's amazing, and you guys are going to get like treating watching her playing.
Last week you said Carrie Dew was kind of set the tone in the team's win, kind of on a defensive comment there. But this week, clearly, she was getting in the box, creating chances at goal. Do you feel like she set the tone a little bit on the offensive side of the ball this week?
Definitely a little bit. I mean, I think she's just more comfortable playing. This is two games in a row. Unfortunately, she didn't travel the first weekend. But it's just her confidence is growing, so we allowed her to get forward a little bit more. Last weekend, we decided to keep her at home a little bit more, holding mid, and then we gave her more freedom this time to go forward. And obviously, when we're at home and you've only got a few minutes and Kiki Bosio is throwing it in, get in the box. You're our tallest player, and Allie Riley made a great run on the weak side and got the ball back in. And Carrie's in the right place. I mean, last year, balls weren't bouncing our way, and this year so far, they are.
You guys started pretty slow in the second half, but a player that really stepped up for you was Candace Wilson with both her speed, tracking back on defense. Can you talk a little bit about her performance today?
Yeah, well, that's what Candace brings to this team and to this league. I mean, I'm not sure if there is a faster player in this league, and she recovers faster than any back I've ever seen, and she can get up and down. Unfortunately, she hasn't played a full 90 minute in over almost a year. About a year, so that's why her legs kind of went out and she started cramping up a little bit. But yeah, I mean, when we're not finding ways to attack, our outside backs can make a difference, and she definitely did.
On a field so narrow like this, you mentioned it was kind of an ugly win. Is that the kind of style you guys are going to have to get a little more physical to cope with such a thin field and not be able to play as a wide attacking attractive football as maybe you'd like?
I'd like for it to not be that way, but if it has to be to get a W, we will. I told our team we're going to get wins like this, and I'm okay with it, but our next step is, can we play soccer with teams pressuring us this way and still get the win? Because it's a lot more enjoyable for the players and for the fans when they see, you know, good movement off the ball, 1-2-touch passing, and you get combined 8-9 passes together in the attacking half, and that wasn't happening today. I mean, one passing in the attacking half, either way, and here comes the tackle. crunch, and the referee allowed it. So both teams played it that way.
And you're missing Christine tonight, obviously, but being able to plug in Tiffany Milbert as a substitute's got to be a nice advantage for you.
Well, Tiffany Milbert was an all-star last year, and it's nice having her on the bench coming in, and she's such a talented player that she's going to be fighting for that starting position. I mean, sometimes it might be Tiff, sometimes it might be Kelly coming off the bench, sometimes might even be Marta if we need a wrestler, but we're deep in the attack, in the attacking third, and it's definitely advantageous for us to having players like that.
Speaking of Marta, a couple times in the second half, she got clobbered from the back and no fouls called whatsoever. Could you tell a sense of her frustration on her part from where you were at on the field, just not getting the calls? And
she was frustrated, but she's such a professional and a competitor that she knew what type of game it was. So she would just bounce right back up, and we were doing the same thing to them. Bachman, oh my gosh, I think we could have just taken out a baseball bat out here and no one would have called anything. And both sides, I'll be honest, I mean, it wasn't our game plan, but I have to give credit to our backs. If that's the way the game's going and they're doing it to Marta, hey, we're doing it to their player too, and that's not a game that we want to see very often, but you know what, we dealt with it, and we found a way to come out on top.